What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow tick.
A what?
Pillow tick.
Oh.
And then you put it on a pillowcase.
Oh, okay.
The tick holds the feathers or the cotton, and then you put it in a pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
What's this called, what? If she's got two strings, you say your beads is beautiful.
Okay, so that would be a pretty what of beads.
Very pretty string of beads.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
Oh, he really did put that. I'm trying to make it, this is old fashioned, I think.
That's what I'm
saying. And what do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's in, when he's squatting down?
The calf.
Okay. Yeah. You might say he got down on his
knees.
Okay. There's no other word you would use for that.
If you're squatting down?
Well, the back part of his
leg.
Well,
that's the calf of his leg.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tightwad.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might... you'd say he really looks...
peculiar in them clothes. Why don't he change and get him something that looks decent?
Okay. And would there be a different word if it was a woman instead of a man?
Yeah, she looks just as silly as a man throughout her clothes.
Okay. And what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really...
dressed up today.
And what did you, what, and would you say the same thing for a man?
Or,
okay.
He's dressed real nice today.
What word do you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he certainly
has got a lot of life left in him yet.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is?
I knew this to yourself, nobody else.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass, not a cricket?
Grasshopper.
And what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went what?
Went over into the ditch.
Okay. And what about an explosion? If something just exploded, you might say the pieces went...
Oh, the pieces just went everywhere.
Okay.
Every which way. Okay.
And what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go in a...
no haunted house.
Mm-hmm. And what are those spirits called?
Spirits is called devils, but they ain't nothing
to... No, in the haunted house. Is there another word for the spirits that live in a haunted house?
I ain't never heard nothing else for that one.
What do you call...
if you know a name it. What is it called?
Better known as Haints and Ghosts.
Haints and Ghosts is what? Like she asked that question.
You didn't ever answer it, though.
Well, a hanging house.
Okay. And what do you call something that people say brings bad luck? Like a black cat or things like that?
Oh, folks have a black cat crossing the road and all that kind of misrange bad luck, but I don't believe in all that.
Do you have a name for that? Like
I'd call that stupid.
Okay.